Blog Talk Radio.
Doing great.
Are you not, are you hesitating or what?
I've only had one sip of coffee. I'm sorry.
Wow. I even asked if you were ready.
I am ready.
Wow. Happy Thursday. It is wonderful, wonderful Thursday in the world of angels here at Angelically Inspired. And we would like to ask all of you, how are you today? Our chat room is open, so join us in our chat room, and you can be a part of our conversation there. Do we take questions in the chat room?
Well, yes. Yes, we do. We also have conversation. Do you have anything to say?
Join us in the chat room because I love chatting with you.
You know, Rhiannon does love chatting. With everybody. So
for a long time.
Yeah. Right? So, Rhiannon, what's going on in your angel world this week?
Well, my angel of a son is going to fix my car today.
Woo-hoo for the car god.
I know. He's our car god. And that's pretty much it, other than being at home and being warm and
cozy.
Warm and cozy and looking out the window and having the sun blindness because it's so bright today.
I know. I'm telling you, it's doing wonders for my headache. So let me ask you, have you had any angel experiences today? I want to start talking about angel experiences and things that, you know, fun things. I don't know. Fun things are always fun to talk about. But angel experiences, whether they be fun or not so fun, because I can think of some that are not so fun.
You've had some that are not so fun.
I have had quite a few that are not so fun. But, yeah, so have you had any angel experiences recently?
Not really.
Not really?
I do have angel dogs that come to visit me periodically. And our cat loves that.
Oh, yeah. She's totally on board with that.
But, no, it's been pretty quiet here.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, I have had a few angel experiences in the past few days. Couple of weeks, I guess. Few days.
Okay.
So, you know, I asked the angels to send me a sign, that everything was going to be okay because I made a mistake the other day with a client. Well, not with a client, with a caller, someone who was calling in. I made a mistake. And basically when I was doing her information, I had put in, you know, that she does have insurance and stuff like that because the therapy center I'm working at or doing my internship at, they take insurance as well as self-pay. And this lady was doing insurance and not self-pay. For some reason, I didn't click a button. I haven't done a whole lot with it, so I'm new to the system, so I got a little confused. And so then the lady was like, well, is this even a legitimate practice and things like that, and was like getting really snarky. And she wasn't just snarky with me, but she was snarky with the owner of the company. It was an honest mistake, you know. Mistakes happen, especially when you're learning. And but we got it corrected, and everything was fixed. And I was like, oh, I'm going to be in so much trouble, you know, with the owner of the company because this happened, and it's costing them money. And, you know, the company, she calls me, she goes, hey, you know what? It's okay. Don't worry about it. The company can take the hit. It's not a big deal. next time let's just make sure we do this and this and this. And I was like, okay, sure, thanks. So I felt angel grace in that.
Yes, most definitely.
Yeah. And I had a client cancel, and I was like, oh, man, I need these hours, you know, because I have to have so many hours by March 17th for my program, you know, for this quarter. And I was like, oh, angels, I need help. I need another one. And not 5 minutes later, I booked another client. So I'm thinking there's grace there. So
there is.
I'm taking that as angel grace. So, you know, we do have a couple callers. Oh, we did not. I lied. One of the callers dropped off. I guess she didn't want to hear us talking about angel experiences. We do more than just readings here. We talk about the angels, which is amazing and wonderful.
Well, you know, whenever we go out in either car,
yeah,
we always ask Archangel Michael to ride with us, to be a co-pilot.
Oh, absolutely.
To be safe and all the stuff that goes with driving.
Yeah.
And I feel his presence whenever we are in the car. But, you know, a lot of people, I have a friend who actually saw Archangel Michael. She had an episode in her car driving down the Gulf Freeway and going to Galveston, and she crossed three lanes of traffic, exited the freeway, and ended up like 10 feet from a building in the grass.
I remember that. That was some scary stuff.
I know, and she had an episode with her heart where she didn't know she had heart problems. But this nice young man stopped and asked her if she was okay, and she described him as Michael.
Yeah, I remember that.
And when the paramedics got there, she said, where's the young man that was here? And there were footsteps in the ground because it was wet.
Yeah.
And she, you know, they could see that, but they said, well, apparently he's gone. So
didn't he call her husband and 911?
He called her husband and...
And he called 911 or
and
something?
And he called 911. And I think she went across, and that the freeway going to Galveston is a very, very, very busy freeway.
Yeah.
Now she got across three lanes of traffic plus the feeder street onto private land. Only the angels know, and she lived to tell about it.
Yeah, yeah, that was super exciting, it was exciting, yes, because of the conversation she had, the fact that she talked to Michael, you know, and all that was super exciting. And he, you know, and she did get checked out, and she did find out she did have the heart issues, which it was funny because. She kept asking me to do readings for her, and I kept saying, heart issues. She kept saying, no, I don't have that. That's my husband. And I'm like, no, you need to get checked. And she's like, no, I don't have that. And so I think she was in a bit of denial. Let's talk a little bit about the Angel of January, because there is a month for the Angel of January, and I know we're like towards the end of the month, but we can also talk about the Angel of February. So the Angel of January is Gabriel.
I love Gabriel.
I do too. Also, some people refer to Gabriel as Cambiel. And Gabriel teaches us to take stock of ourselves and our lives, see what's working, what's not. Helps us to be honest with ourselves and patient. Talk about giving grace.
Right.
Giving grace to ourselves at the same time. Gabriel conveys the wisdom of an elder and helps us to standing from lessons that need to be learned. With Gabriel or Cambiel's guidance, we can establish new objectives for the coming year, which I think is awesome and amazing. Next week, our show will be on February 2nd. Good morning, Jade Spirit. So February 2nd, that will be, I think I'm right. I'm not sure. I could be wrong. Let me look at a calendar. Next week we will be in February. I do know that. even if my brain's not working right. Okay, yeah, so next Thursday is February 2nd. I was right. Yay me. My master's degree at work.
Know what day it is.
Discussion post due today. I do know that. And it's super easy, so that's fine. Okay, so Angel of February is Barthiel, who is the angel of patience. And Barthiel teaches us to wait for spring and to appreciate what winter has to offer. Like, not the cold winter part, but or the cold part, because I don't think any of us appreciates the cold part much.
I kind of like the cold, but I was born up in Utah.
No, that's true.
And it's, but it seems colder here.
It's
because
we're
wet.
Because we're wet cold,
yeah.
Not a dry cold.
It goes right through your bones.
No kidding. But back, you know, and I think winter is also a time where we get to slow down a little bit.
Yeah.
Or some of us get to slow down a little bit, and take stock and take a deep breath. But Barthiel uses this time, you know, the winter, to help us finalize projects that maybe had got started but remain unfinished. Barthiel also helps us to establish new objectives that we can start in the spring. Or however you see Barthiel, you know, he, she, whatever, helps us to, gives us comfort to help us enjoy the solitude and the quiet of winter.
Mm-hmm. And it is quieter. Of course, I don't know, the thunderstorms we've been having.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, crazy.
They're nothing if not loud.
They are very loud, yeah. But I'm thinking they're thinking more like internal solitude. And in the winter, we tend to hibernate.
We do.
Like the animals, we hibernate. And which also gives us solitude because the spring comes and, oh my gosh, it's time to go outside. And we're outside in the spring and we're outside in the summer, even though we might be dying of heat stroke. And then we have the fall and it's time to hibernate again.
Yep. And spring is one of my favorites. Seasons, because we can plant things and watch them grow, and it's a renewal.
It is a renewal. Spring is always renewal. Well, you know, and February 1st, February 2nd, I don't have my other calendar out here right now. It's in my room. But it's also St. Bride's Day, or in bulk. That's coming up. So I'm super excited about that. I love in bulk. It makes me really super happy. And it is the last of the fire festivals. So we'll have to light a flame and keep a flame lit for that 24-hour period.
Yes,
so
the second is in bulk.
Yeah, yeah, I thought so.
And it's also Groundhog Day.
It is Groundhog Day. Oh, my stars. Well, Jade Spirit, we're so glad you're here in our chat room. See, if you come in our chat room, we get to call you out and say hi. We're talking about angel experiences, or we were a minute ago. We love hearing about angel experiences, and we will talk more. I've had lots and lots of them. Rhiannon's had a few. So, yeah, there's that. We know people that have had them, so, you know. Yay, team! So let's get down and dirty. Let's get busy. Let's start pulling some cards.
All right.
We're going to pull cards. We're going to today. I'm going to try for one card of the day. See what the angels have to say about that. You're going to tell me I'm cute and go stand right over there. You know, whatever. I'm used to that. You're cute. Go stand over here. Just stand there, look pretty. It's fine. That is not a response that I generally want for anything. So what messages do we have today, or a message with one card?
I haven't told you to stand in a corner for years.
I'm not going to.
No, now you'll tell me no.
I will tell you no. Nobody puts this baby in a corner. You know they're doing a remake of that film.
It'll never be the same without Patrick.
No, it will not be the same, but they are doing a remake. I forget who's in it. They're also doing a remake of Roadhouse. All right, so the card for today is, I want this one right here. The card for today is, ooh, it says the Fool, but I prefer to think of it as the Dreamer. The Angel of Innocence, taking that leap of faith, taking that step of faith, follow your bliss. So many different words. Do I have them today? Meanings for this card. That's what it is. Spontaneity, brand new beginnings. I think I already said that. Leap of faith. I said that. Adventure, optimism, potential. Is there a risk? There's always a risk in everything you do.
Right. I mean,
but it's totally worth the risk. And the dreamer or the fool has a power affirmation. Do you want to hear it?
Yes.
Okay. The power affirmation is, I am free to find my own path, and I have the strength for the journey ahead.
Oh.
Know that you can realize your potential if you take the calculated risk. I don't say calculated risk. I say just take the freaking risk. Take the risk, man. Take the risk. The risk is worth it. All right. So let's put this in. Okay. Card for tomorrow, Friday, January 27th. Is what?
I don't know.
I don't either.
Shuffle, shuffle.
I'm shuffle, shuffling. I'm a shuffling. Isn't there a song? I'm a shuffling or shuffle, shuffling. Something. I don't know.
Sounds like something would come out from my baby youth.
I mean, right? I want this card right here. And it is Six of Swords, which is also resolution. Things coming to, I don't want to say things coming to a head, but resolutions coming forth. So Six of Swords can also mean travel. Traditionally in Tarot, the Six of Swords, you see like that's the boat.
Yeah.
It has the swords and it has like a female or a person in the boat and then someone, you know, like using a...
an oar.
Yeah.
The big paddle.
or the big poles like they do in Venice.
Yeah.
You know, the big poles or, you know, in Italy. You know, to push the thing. So resolution, travel. It also means safety. You're safe now. The rough waters have come to an end and there's smooth sailing straight ahead. It's a time of happiness and serenity. The six also sees us making decisions to move on after a period of stress. Peace of mind. Maybe you're feeling guided to physically relocate to a new place.
Sounds familiar.
I know, right? Maybe
been here 26 years.
I know, right? Maybe you're feeling drawn to a new job. Can we say master's degree, anybody? Maybe you're self-employed. Maybe you're looking for new clients. I mean, hello. But this card, when it shows up in a reading, means significant journeys. And it could also mean a transition that might not be comfortable at first, but you are making the right move.
And what's the affirmation?
It doesn't have one.
Oh.
So I'm going to say the affirmation for this one is, I safely move forward in all that I do, whether it is a new job, a new home, or travel. So there you go.
That's your affirmation.
Okay, now for Saturday, the 28th. Whoa, we're not doing that. One card, not 12. And I'm not paying 78 card pickup either. I will pay one card pickup. Just threw herself out at me. Ooh, Angel of Judgment. She is the angel of the past. Ooh. I don't know why I did that. Sounds scary. The past. Her affirmation is, I forgive.
Okay.
The Angel of Judgment is basically reviewing the past, reviewing what's going on, your awakening. Maybe you're placing blame, whether on yourself or placing it on others, guilt, renewal, memories, decisions, and second chances.
All right.
So judgment could also be second chances.
Yep.
Moving onward, upward, and forward. Look back without regret and learn from your past mistakes. I like it.
All right.
All right. Mass for Sunday. I don't like this. All right, and like this. One card for Sunday, please, angels. What message do you have for Sunday? Ace of Swords. Victory. That means I win at everything. These cards are amazeballs for today. Amazing. Huh?
I like those cards.
I love these cards, yeah. So Ace of Swords, it's always about victory, decisions being made, breakthroughs, clarity, because Swords is about communication, and we cut through the crap with clear-cut information. Ace of Swords is also a card of certainty. If, like, you've been in a situation, like, stuck, a breakthrough is coming in, no more stagnation. Decisions are being made that are beneficial to you, or you get to see the truth of a situation and make the best choices for you. You know exactly what to do. This is the card of success, and success comes from clever thinking. Anything you put your mind to, let your smarts, your intelligence shine through. It also means a clean break with the past, and you know how to move forward, onward and upward. All right, for Monday. Wow, these cards sound freaking amazing. I love these cards so much. Yeah, this is Angel Tarot by Jane Wallace.
Which ones I got either? Are those the pink ones?
No, these are not the pink ones.
Okay.
The pink ones are not Angel Tarot. They're just regular Tarot.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, so Sunday's card threw itself on the floor. Page of Wands. Oh, she has a cardinal. She's pretty. Pretty cardinal. Page of Wands is all about ideas. Good idea or ideas. Good news, discovery, creativity. The page is a young, enthusiastic, and creative individual who brings energy and motivation. Someone who can be sociable, entertaining, a great friend. When this card pops up, new relationships could be coming forward. There's personal and work stuff, new creative ideas, new projects going underway, maybe making travel plans to explore new places. Not saying that at all. Graduation trip in September. Be a free spirit. Make your bucket list and start planning or get involved in a group project that inspires your creativity. So, Page of Wands, traveling, making plans, new beginnings.
Had a lot of new beginnings.
Creativity. I love, oh my gosh, this is so exciting. I don't think I could get any more excited. I mean, I could. I could be at Disney right now.
September.
If my brother is listening, I've changed my road trip for graduation, and instead of going to Salem, Mass., going to Disney in Florida. It's closer.
Yep.
I think there's only like maybe 400, 500 miles difference.
Yeah.
I mean,
all the way up the
east coast. To get real, to be honest, I think it's like 500 miles difference. Well, no, it's a 10-hour difference in drive time.
Yeah.
So, okay, so Monday's card is what?
No, you're doing Tuesday.
Oh, I'm doing Tuesday?
Page of Wands was Monday.
Okay, so Tuesday. Happy New Year! Happy date, I read your message. I'm hearing you. I'm reading you. I will get to you just one second. Let me do Tuesday real fast. Tuesday, 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 Tuesday. Right here is Tuesday. Tuesday is Justice, the Angel of Integrity. Ooh, I love her. I love everybody. Jeez, I just need to get over it. Okay, so Angel of Justice, she is all about justice, balance, your morals, truth, decisions, fairness, and authority. This can indicate a legal decision in your way. You will see the truth of a matter. Whatever. If you deserve justice, it is yours. If you don't, you might be called upon to account for your actions. The card can show that someone close to you is guilty of hypocrisy or has tried to discredit or mislead you, and that person will be exposed. It also indicates you should give fair attention to your work-life balance. Yeah, I need work-life balance.
Show I'm off?
No, you're here. Where did you go?
I don't know. Dark screen.
You have a dark screen?
It's rebooting.
That's funny. All right, so the affirmation for justice is, I have a balanced outlook and treat others fairly.
I like that.
I do too.
She's also about compassion. So just remember, there's that. And if you find a feather, it is a symbol of angelic protection and represents the Egyptian goddess ideal of truth, balance, and justice. I want to say mat. I'm probably saying that wrong. It's M-A. Hyphen thing? Not hyphen. My words.
I know.
A-T. M-A-A-T. She's also a goddess who used the feather to weigh the souls of the departed in the afterlife. Of course, the angel of integrity, her number is 8, which I love. That is one of my favorite numbers, 8 and 13. Number of change and the consequences of decisions. But 8 is also turned sideways. Infinite possibilities, which makes me so happy. Okay, Jay Spirit, let me focus on you for a second here and your question. I'm hearing that
I'm back.
I see you popped in, you popped out, you popped back in. Okay, so I'm hearing that you are safe. So if you're working on manifesting something really, really big, I'm going to say, yes, you can achieve it. Call on Archangel Michael. And ask him to help you with whatever it is, specific job, specific company, specific dollar amount, all the things. Write your sales order. Because sales orders, that's what you're doing when you're manifesting. You're writing your sales orders, telling the universe exactly what you want. So write your sales order and give it to Archangel Michael and let him handle it. I mean, obviously, you're going to have to look, you know, do the work. But ask him for his help and assistance because that is what he does. When I'm hearing 45, so I'm going to say within 45 days, but I'm hearing, you know, you're not going to have any negative effects or consequences. So I'm hearing that you are safe. I have what? 5 seconds? Oh, 90 seconds. Okay. For those who have called in, I am so sorry we did not get to you today.
Are you going to do a card for Wednesday?
Oh, yeah, I am going to do a card for Wednesday. Yeah, let's do a card for Wednesday real fast. You know what? Rhiannon and I do that too. We're praying. Oh, my gosh, now I'm feeling stressed out. Join us in the chat. We love answering questions in the chat room. It makes us happy. Okay, here we go. Wednesday. What card do you have us for Wednesday?
February 1st.
I want this card for February 1st. The Ten of Swords, which is endings. Love endings because it's new beginnings. It's about relief. It's the end of a stressful situation. It's the end of the bad things. The outcome might not be what you want it to be, but it's an end. And you can change it to move onward, upward, and forward in any way you so desire. So, you know, the tension's gone. The stress is gone. It's ending. Brand new opportunities are coming your way. And you can have clarity. You can move onward, upward, and forward. Quietly and without drama. With that being said, have a super blessed angel day. We wish you all the love, luck, and angels in the world, and we will see you same angel time, same angel space next week. Bye-bye.